Welcome to the deep dive. This is where you send us stuff you're curious about, and we dig through it all to pull out the most interesting, the most valuable bits for you.
Yeah, we do the sifting so you don't have to.
Exactly. And today we're tackling something that comes up a lot. How do you actually like really grow an Instagram following fast? The source we're diving into is an ebook called 1M Followers in 30 Days.
Okay, yeah, that title definitely grabs your attention. 1 million in 30 days. It's pretty bold.
Right. Makes you kind of skeptical, maybe.
For sure. And our mission here isn't just to, you know, accept that claim. It's to really unpack the strategies inside this material. We want to figure out what seems genuinely useful and, maybe more importantly, what you could actually do.
Totally. It's not just about chasing some huge number. This ebook, it covers a lot like why even bother with Instagram, the different growth phases, even how to monetize later on.
It's pretty comprehensive.
So let's kick things off. Why is Instagram such a big deal? Why focus there?
Well, the scale is just huge, right? The ebook points out over 1 billion people use it every month.
1 billion? Wow.
Yeah. And for businesses, for brands, that's just a massive pool of potential people. Plus, it's so visual.
Yeah.
Great for building communities around, you know, shared interests or products.
And the stats they mention.
Right. Like around 130 million users just in the U.S., another 100 million in India. But maybe the more telling thing is how many teenagers say Instagram is where they discover new stuff, new brands.
Hmm. That shows its influence right now.
Definitely.
But it's not just about getting eyeballs, is it? The ebook talks about real advantages beyond follower count.
Exactly. It goes way beyond just vanity metrics. They use this interesting example, the actress Sophie Turner. Apparently, her social media following actually helped her land a movie role.
Whoa, really? Wow. Over someone maybe more experienced?
That's what the source suggests, yeah. It kind of shows how much weight social proof can carry these days. Direct opportunity.
That's wild.
And the source also talks about how, you know, a loyal following builds credibility for people, for businesses. It opens doors, speaking gigs, collabs, and people just take you more seriously.
Yeah, you seem like more of an expert.
Right. And there's a personal side, too. The ebook mentions the confidence boost you get from having that support, that community.
That's a nice point. It's not all negative online.
No, exactly. And that kind of leads into becoming an influencer. The ebook explains that even if you're a micro influencer, maybe 1,000 to 100,000 followers, you can start earning money from sponsored posts.
And the potential earnings they mention are pretty eye-opening, like $75 to $250 per post with just a few thousand followers.
Yeah, and then they mention someone, Elizabeth Lopez, commanding like $3,000 to $5,000 per post, even with under 100K followers.
How does that work for smaller accounts? Is it engagement?
That's often it, yeah.
Yeah.
A smaller niche audience can be super engaged, really trust the creator, so their recommendations carry more weight.
Ah.
And beyond the direct income, the ebook also points out how Instagram can bring in customers, even help your website's SEO. Those links back to your site, they matter.
Right, the backlinks, that's a sneaky benefit.
Totally. And it's not all commerce either. The source talks about raising awareness. Think hashtags like hashtag Black Lives Matter or hashtag Me Too. Instagram can be a powerful platform for social change too.
Absolutely. Okay, so we get why Instagram matters. Let's get into the how. The ebook lays out these universal laws for success. What's the first one?
Okay, law one is all about creating engaging content. But it's, you know, more than just pretty pictures.
What do they mean by engaging then?
It's about showing your authentic personality, being open, and really encouraging interaction, like doing Ask Me Anything posts, asking questions in your captions.
Meeting people talking.
Exactly. And crucially, responding to comments, replying to DMs. Even when you get bigger, it shows you actually value them. It's building that community.
The two-way street, not just broadcasting. Makes sense. And they mention Instagram Insights here, too.
Yeah, hugely important. Insights is basically your feedback loop. It tells you what content people like, when they're online, it helps you stop guessing and start making data-driven choices about what to post.
Okay, data is key. Law two is about reaching your target market. How do they suggest doing that effectively?
A big part of this is competitor research. Look at who's already successful in your space.
Like checking out their posts.
Yeah, analyze what they post, how people react. The source uses an example comparing two coffee accounts at cuppy.coffee and at Intelligentsia Coffee. See what types of posts get engagement for them, videos, images, certain caption styles. You can learn a lot.
Okay, so learn from the competition. The next two laws seem linked using Instagram stories. Why are stories so important?
Well, they're massively popular. The ebook says over 500 million people use them daily. And because they vanish after 24 hours, they feel more like immediate, more personal.
More raw, maybe?
Kind of, yeah. And that boosts connection. Plus, you have all those interactive stickers, polls, questions, sliders. They get people tapping and participating.
Right, they make it easy to engage. And Law 4 builds on this. Don't just stick to one format.
Exactly. Keep it fresh. The source says experiment with everything. Static photos, sure. But also videos, carousels, reels, jump on trends. Maybe use stories for mini tutorials or AMAs. Use posts to share your values. Mix it up.
Okay, variety is good. Law 5 is about user-generated content, UGC, and partnerships. Why is it so powerful when your followers create content for you?
Because it's authentic proof, right?
Mm-hmm.
When a real customer shares how much they love your product, that builds way more trust than an ad ever could. It's genuine word of mouth.
The best kind of marketing.
Totally. And the ebook also suggests that even if you're small, you can start building relationships with brands by engaging with their content, joining giveaways that might lead to partnerships down the road.
Planting seeds early. Gotcha. Law 6. Hashtags. We all see them, but what's the strategy here?
Hashtags are basically how you get found by people who don't follow you yet. They categorize your content. The source recommends using about 8 to 14 relevant hashtags per post.
Not like 30.
No. They actually suggest around 11 is a good number.
Yeah.
And it's about balance. Mix some broad, popular ones with more specific, niche hashtags to hit both wide reach and targeted appeal.
Okay, strategic selection. Law 7. Authenticity. We hear this word all the time online. What does it really mean in this context?
According to the ebook, it's about being real, letting your personality show. They advise against things like, you know, begging for money or editing photos so much you're unrecognizable.
Right. Don't be fake.
Basically. Instead, share real moments, show behind the scenes, introduce your team if you have one, even own up to mistakes. It's about being human and building trust.
Honesty. And the final law, number 8, is Instagram ads. What's the take on paid promotion?
The source makes a pretty strong case for ads. They say Instagram users are often quite receptive to them. And because it integrates with Facebook ads, the targeting can be incredibly specific demographics, interests, online behavior.
You can reach exactly who you want.
Pretty much. And they mentioned potentially high ROI with relatively okay costs, like an average of 0 and every 7 cents to $1 per click is what they cite. So paid ads are framed as a way to really accelerate reaching a bigger targeted audience.
Okay, so those are the laws. But knowing the laws is one thing. Understanding the game is another. The ebook talks about the Instagram algorithm. That seems pretty crucial, right?
Oh, absolutely. Understanding how the algorithm thinks helps you make those laws work better. The source breaks it down into 3 main ranking factors: relationship, interest, and timeliness.
Okay, what's relationship?
That's all about interaction. How much do people engage with your account? Comments, DMs, likes, saves, shares, tags. Mm-hmm. The more interaction, the more Instagram thinks, hey, this person likes this account, yeah, and shows them more of your stuff.
So it reinforces that need to reply and engage back.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's proof that connection matters. Then there's interest.
How does Instagram figure out what I'm interested in?
It looks at your past behavior. What kinds of posts have you liked, commented on, spent time looking at? It also analyzes the content itself. So if you love travel photos, it'll show you more travel photos. This is why knowing your audience's interests through analytics is so vital. Give them more of what they like.
Feed the algorithm what it wants. And the last one, timeliness.
Yep, timeliness is pretty simple. Newer posts generally get prioritized over older ones. Fresher content gets seen more.
So posting consistently is important.
Definitely. The ebook gives some general best times to post based on global data, but it rightly stresses using Instagram's own tools, like Creator Studio, to find the specific times your audience is most active. That can vary a lot.
Makes sense. Find your own peak times.
Right. And it briefly mentions other factors too, like how often someone uses the app, how many accounts they follow. It's complex.
Okay, principles down, algorithm basics covered. Now, the big promise, 1 million followers in 30 days. They have a 5-phase plan. Let's break it down. Phase 1, getting those first 100 followers. What's the focus?
Phase 1 is all about laying the groundwork. Super important. It's about first finding your niche. What are you passionate about? What are your goals? Then create a clear picture of your ideal follower, your buyer persona.
Know who you're talking to.
Exactly. Then research competitors. Find those initial relevant hashtags they suggest, maybe 11 or fewer here, tucked in the caption nicely. Develop a content plan, what kinds of posts, consistent look and feel, maybe a mood board, set up a business account, and really polish your profile. Good picture, clear bio with keywords, link to your site.
A lot of setup. What's the posting recommendation?
Daily. maybe two photos or videos, and about five stories or reels. Start building that presence.
Okay, building the foundation. Phase two, scaling to 1,000 followers.
Yeah.
What changes?
Now it's about momentum and feedback. You start seriously using Instagram analytics to see what's working with that early audience. You really ramp up creating engaging stories, using those polls, questions, etc., and using story highlights to save key info.
Making your profile more useful.
Right. And this is where Reels come in more strongly for wider reach.
Right.
Engagement becomes super active. Go live, reply fast to comments and DMs, but also proactively find and follow people in your target audience. The source actually suggests finding and following, like 50 relevant accounts per hour.
Whoa, 50 an hour. That's intense.
It's definitely an aggressive strategy for rapid growth, yeah, fostering those early connections.
Okay. Active outreach and analytics. Phase three. The jump to 10,000 followers. What tactics come in here?
This is where you start leveraging more external forces. The ebook suggests reaching out to collaborate with other influencers in your niche. Research them. Send personalized outreach.
So networking, basically.
Yep. And strategically using Instagram ads becomes more central. Aligning campaigns with clear goals. Testing different ad formats. If you sell products, setting up a Facebook catalog. And using shoppable tags is key for direct sales.
Keeping it easy to buy.
Exactly. And they even mentioned getting creative with custom Instagram filters using Spark AR, a fun way to boost brand visibility.
So collaboration, paid ads, and shopping features. Okay, phase four. Hitting 100,000 followers, that's a big milestone. What's the focus?
At this level, it's about deepening connections and solidifying your presence. The ebook talks about exploring formal paid partnerships with brands, but stressing transparency. Always disclosing sponsored content.
Maintaining trust.
Crucial. And really leaning into user-generated content, asking permission to share follower posts, giving credit, maybe running campaigns to encourage it. Also, regularly auditing your own account becomes important.
An Instagram audit. What's that?
Basically, stepping back and evaluating everything. What content performs best? Engagement rates? Are your hashtags still working? What's your overall strategy looking like? It helps you refine and keep growing.
Smart. Continuous improvement. And phase five, the million follower mountaintop. What's the strategy then?
It's about maximizing reach and leveraging the momentum you've built. Big focus on collaborating and cross-promoting with other relevant brands and creators, using all outreach methods, email, LinkedIn, DMs, tapping into your network.
Going big on partnerships?
Yeah. And using IGTV for longer video series, interviews, webinars, offering deeper value. Running contests and giveaways is also highlighted as a powerful tool here, but you need a prize that attracts the right people.
Not just freebie hunters.
Exactly. And finally, starting to measure your overall social media value using specific tools, looking beyond just the follower count to your actual influence and impact.
Wow, that is a detailed path. And they even add a bonus phase six, right? About monetization.
Yeah. Once you have that audience, how do you actually, you know, make money?
Yeah.
They cover common routes, selling online courses, going full influencer with sponsorships, hosting events, affiliate marketing.
Lots of options.
For sure. And it loops back to needing smart paid advertising, A/B testing your promotions, and making sure your website or landing page experience after they click off Instagram is really smooth and effective.
Gotcha. It's the whole funnel. And the ebook mentions some success stories.
It does. Yeah. To kind of illustrate these principles, they mention at Human Sofality, Brandon Stanton, starting from nothing, just focusing on powerful, unique stories.
Such a great account.
Totally. Also, at the Clear Sky Essentials, a coach who used Instagram strategically to build her business, and Watchanish building a whole digital publication around watches through really authentic engagement, these examples show it is possible to build something significant.
It requires dedication and strategy, though.
Absolutely. It's not magic.
So wrapping this up, our deep dive into 1M followers in 30 days shows, well, a really layered strategy. It blends organic stuff, good content, real engagement with smart use of paid ads and collaboration.
Exactly. That 30 days number probably, let's be real, highly ambitious for most. Maybe not the point.
Right.
But the underlying principles, the phased approach they lay out, that seems like a genuinely solid roadmap for anyone wanting serious Instagram growth, whatever their personal timeline ends up being.
It gives you concrete steps.
Yeah.
So on that note, here's something for you listening to think about. What's your unique passion, your expertise that you could start sharing on Instagram right now? What's that first step you could take today, based on what we've talked about, to start building your community?
Mm-hmm. Good question to ponder.
And hey, as always, if you've got sources, articles, books, anything you're curious about and want us to dive into next time, send them our way.